Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me.
State Player back with you on 720 WGN, and we're talking to the Honorable Dennis McDonough, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. What is the latest, Secretary McDonough, on the Mission Act?
Yeah, thanks a lot. That was a piece of legislation that was enacted in 2019. In the summer of 2019, it was signed by President Trump. And what it does is it allows a veteran who lives a certain distance from a VA facility. You know, we've got a lot of facilities in the U.S., you said at the beginning of the show, or the beginning of our discussion, but our vets live in far-flung places. So if you live a certain distance from a VA facility, or if you have to wait a certain amount of time to get your care in a VA facility, you can get support from the VA to go get your care in the local from your local provider. So that's what the Mission Act does. Where we're at on that now, Dave, is we've done a good job of increasing the network of providers who are available for our vets. We've had some real problems early in paying our bills on time, because what happens is a vet goes to a local, say, dermatologist. That dermatologist submits a bill, and for too long, those bills were not being paid in a kind of orderly and timely way. We're getting better at that now. We pay at about the same rate, if not a little faster, than Medicare pays, for
that's
example.
Great. So that's great. Yeah.
That's good progress. And then now the question just is, if our networks are robust and we're paying our bills on time, how are we ensuring that our veterans get the best outcomes? That's where I'm going to make our decisions. I said this earlier. I want to increase access and get best outcomes. So what I'm urging our VA providers, our doctors, our nurses to be saying to our vets is make sure that they're aware of what their options are under the Mission Act, but also make clear to them that we have these expertise, these experts and these specialties inside the VA. We're going to redouble our efforts to make sure that we can get our veterans timely care. And here's what our vets know is that when they come to the VA, they'll be taken care of by someone who may be a vet himself, somebody who has been taking care of vets now over the course of many decades, so they have a real acute understanding of the needs of our veterans. And if we keep performing on getting our vets in on time, making sure that we're getting them these specialties, and then making sure that they understand that we understand what they've been through as vets, then I think we'll continue to be the kind of vibrant, critical, integrated care provider that we've been now for 75 years in the Veterans Health Administration.
Wonderful. May, as you know, has been Mental Health Month. Roughly 20 veterans commit suicide a day. About 70% of veterans who took their own lives were not regular users of VA services. And as you know, one is too many. You know, let's talk a little bit about the programs the VA has in place to help these veterans and help reduce this number closer to zero.
Yeah, look, let's just start on your fundamental point there, Dave, which is exactly the right point, which is one suicide of our vets is too many. And I will do everything, spare no resource until we get to zero. And that's what we're driving at. The question then is, how do we get there? One is we're implementing a lot of really new important tools here in terms of making sure that we can help our at-risk vets. One of the new programs that we're running is called Reach Vet, where if we have vets that we identify through a lot of different means to be at risk of suicide, we're in regular contact with them, with their spouses, with their families, to make sure that those vets know that we're in touch with them, we care about them, and we have services. which brings me to the next point, which is, what about access to services, to mental health services? There's two big blocks to that. The first block or hindrance to it is stigma associated with getting mental health care.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a reality. We're reducing that stigma over time. And let's be clear here. Mental health is a part of whole health for everybody, veterans, non-veterans, you know, major sports, major athletes and celebrities, and everyday people like you and me. And so getting that care is no different than getting care for a sprained ankle or for a broken toe. You get that care because it's part of your whole health. We're reducing that stigma in a lot of different ways, and that's a great thing. The other hindrance to care is the limited number of healthcare professionals we have in the country. Everybody's looking for more psychologists, psychiatrists, more counselors, and they're trying to ease access to that. I'm here to say that we're making good progress at recruiting and keeping our psychologists and psychiatrists, and we're increasing access for vets through a variety of means. I'll highlight two of them. One is video care over the internet, which saw an explosion during the pandemic.
COVID. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just amazing. And the second thing is something called our vets centers. So our vets that are listening today, we have several vet centers in the Chicagoland area. And the vet center is a storefront. If you're a combat vet, if you're a Vietnam vet, if you're a survivor of military sexual trauma, all you need to do is walk in the front door, talk to our office manager, oftentimes a vet, him or herself, and they'll get you lined up with care. So through these access points, which aren't new, by the way, the vets centers go back to 1979 serving our Vietnam vets. But through the vet centers, through our medical centers, and then through our online providers, we're increasing access for our vets in a really remarkable way, and I'm bound and determined to continue that.
I want to remind folks, too, there's a Veterans Crisis Line, 800-273-8255, and you can also text 838-255. We'll put that on our website as well, and there's the veteranscrisisline.net, and lines are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, big day today for Memorial Day. What are your plans in Washington to salute those who have fallen?
Well, it's a great honor to have the opportunity to join Secretary Austin and the President in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown here at Arlington National. Then we'll be hearing from the President on the importance that he attaches to Memorial Day. He, a survivor himself, obviously, his son, Bo, a vet, an Iraq combat vet, who passed now several years ago. So I think what we'll hear, I'm really looking forward to hearing from the Commander-in-Chief about his priorities as we stop and reflect on this critically important day. And it's really great to see him and Dr. Biden, who through joining forces, which she runs out of the White House, are making sure that every day they're lifting up the importance of our military families, of our active duty military, of course, and our vets and their families, their survivors and their caregivers. So that's what I'll be doing today, Dave.
The Honorable Dennis McDonough, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. You know, I truly appreciate your time this Memorial Day and what you do and continue to do to support our veterans every single day.
Well, I thank you very much, and I give my shout out to the veterans in the Chicagoland, including a veteran I'm very close to who's listening on the near north side there, Bruce Hillstrom, and really appreciate all of our vets and all that you do for this country, not only in uniform, but also once you took the uniform off, and this country would not be what it is without each of you. So I thank you for that, and Dave, I thank you for this great opportunity to talk to you and with you to our vet.
It is my pleasure, sir. The Honorable Dennis McDonough. Thank you again.
Bye now.
All right, Chicago's own Gary Sinise, right after a look at your morning weather and traffic, Dave.